identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Lay down your tracks. You could have Uh-huh. We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW. McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Thank you.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just no April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words. I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. I just call to say I love you. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time for birds to fly to southern sky. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what
And more. 105.7.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The deadline for the annual Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan Contest is fast approaching. The yearly contest, produced by the Wisconsin Technology Council, asks entrepreneurs to submit their business ideas and connects them with resources like business plan templates and networking contacts. Finalists in the contest could also receive shares of cash and service prizes. The deadline to enter the 2025 competition is Friday at 11:59 p.m. Contest applications can be submitted online at govsbizplancontest.com. The Dane County judge who struck down parts of the controversial Act 10 has granted a request from Republican lawmakers to put a temporary hold on the decision while they pursue an appeal. Judge Jacob Frost found that the risk of enforcing the ruling while the appeal was still pending could cause confusion and chaos if the decision was overturned by the appeals court after public employee unions had already started engaging in contract negotiations. If overturned by the appeals court, the ruling would be considered again by the state Supreme Court. Part of the Lower St. Croix River is being considered for designation as a critical habitat for two endangered mussel species. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is accepting public input on the potential designation, which would cover the section of the river below the dam at St. Croix Falls to the mouth of the Mississippi River. The designation would add protections under the Endangered Species Act for the land that would affect potential future projects nearby. Public input on the designation must be submitted by February 11th. The ATV and UTV County Forest Trails in Eau Claire have been reopened due to a lack of snowy conditions. According to a press release from the Eau Claire County Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department, the trails will still be closed again as previously scheduled beginning on March 15th. Officials are also reminding riders that using their ATVs and UTVs off the designated trails is still prohibited. ATV and UTV riders can contact the Parks Department directly for updated information on which trails are open and closed around the area. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies and a northwest wind here in the overnight as temperatures tumble to around the 20-degree mark. On Tuesday, we'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine. This time around, though, the breeze out of the southwest. Gusts nearly to 30 miles per hour. Highs near 40. It's 24 at our studios.
CFW.
Oh,
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.